Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
All right, now back with us on the Kyven Foods guest line and making his eighth appearance with us on the show is former University of Georgia, Pittsburgh Steelers, and Chicago Bears running back and TNT Hall of Famer Tim Worley. Let me give you some background on Tim. He's from Lumberton, North Carolina. At Lumberton High School, he was recognized as a Parade Magazine All-American. Tim also ran track in high school, and as a senior, he won the state title in both the 100 and 200-meter dash. Played his college ball, like I said, at the University of Georgia, where in 1988, he was named a first-team All-American and the SEC Offensive Player of the Year. His 27 rushing touchdowns still ranks him 7th all-time, and he's 13th in rushing yards, despite only playing 2 seasons due to a knee injury. He was a first-round draft pick, the 7th overall selection by the Pittsburgh Steelers in 1989, and he played in the league from 89 to 94 for the Steelers and the Bears. In 2007, Tim was inducted into the Georgia-Florida Hall of Fame. 2013, the SEC named him an SEC legend. In 2014, we inducted him into our Thursday Night Tailgate Hall of Fame in our inaugural class, and we are honored that he is back with us again tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Hey, Tim, how are you, my friend? Chris and Bob,
hey,
great to have you back.
Good evening, my friends. It's been a long time. Been a minute.
So, Tim, catch us up. What's going on with you and Worley Global Enterprises? Talk about the group of individuals you guys are focusing on now.
Well, basically, really busy. Not busy just for the sake of being busy. Busy really doing work and what my life is purposed to do and the mandate that's on my life. I travel the country. I'm a professional speaker, and I still do a lot of speaking. For K-Love, I'm contracted with K-Love Radio, Air One Radio, and we do programs in middle schools and high schools and youth detention centers all over the country. Just encouraging the young people to make wise choices and dream big and pull away from negativity. And it's pretty impactful and it's very successful right now. But even with that, the good Lord is transitioned me to a new season, and my focus is right now is more toward men, and I feel like the good Lord is using me as a vessel to help heal the hearts of men in this country and in this world.
So, Tim, you know, you've done such, you know, outstanding work, you know, since we've, you know, come to know you over the last 6, you know, years, and you've been a part of our show, the things that you have done talking to kids and the message you give to kids, like you mentioned a moment ago, spending some time with rookies. You know, you did some work for, you know, for the Titans and some other teams, trying to spread, you know, some of your experiences, some of the things that, you know, that you've gone through, but also, as you talk about, you know, a moment ago, you know, positivity and that sort of thing. Talk about the positive message and the things that you're trying to get, you know, people to embrace and to, you know, understand that, you know, this is a good life. Talk about the great things that you're doing and the positive message that you spread.
Well, I mean, you guys and everybody else know, all you got to do is Google my life in the past, especially when I was an athlete. One of the things that I didn't understand, I really didn't understand the platform that I had years ago when I was in the spotlight. I didn't understand the great influence, and I tarnished that, and I pretty much sabotaged and destroyed that platform. But today, by the grace of God, guys, I'm 51 years old and I feel good. And I'm still pretty. But, hey, man, I feel good. And I tell you, the life that I'm living right now, me and my beautiful bride, Dee, is just a beautiful life, peaceful. I'm totally at peace with myself, with my past and everything. And, you know, God put me here. I know my purpose. You know, football and sports was a season in my life, but it wasn't my purpose. My purpose now is to encourage people, like I said, to help heal the hearts of men. And, I've been doing a lot of work, in the ministry, been doing a lot of work, in the corporate world and different venues, man, just speaking to leadership. And it's amazing how the good Lord has graduated me and pulled me up to a new level where I'm not so much speaking to young people. Now my focus is men. And I asked the Lord, man, you know, why me? Because, you know, basically because I failed at it, guys. And one of the things, one of the key things for me is the transparency. You know, I failed at being a professional athlete. I failed at being a father. I failed at being a man. I failed at being a lot of things. But I'm being restored. I'm being restored now. And I've been through a lot. And, you know, I say this, guys. Once you've been to hell and you make it back, you got something to say. And I basically, by my own hand, I went through the belly of hell and I made it back by the grace of God. And the good Lord is using me to help other people, you know, to take them through the process. You know, it is a process, and that's what we need to understand.
So, Tim, let's switch gears a little bit. Your Georgia Bulldogs are looking like the real deal this season. How do you feel about their chances to not only make it to the SEC championship game, but to win it and go further into the playoffs?
Man, my smile is as big as I don't know what right now. It's probably as big as the Georgia G, because finally, guys, we're in a position where I can look at the University of Georgia team and I can see that toughness. I can see that meanness that I was looking for that we had lost. And when you look at the defense, man, that's a scary defense. It is a very scary defense. They got some guys on that defense. And we know you win championships with defense. You win a lot of games with offense, with a good offense. But that defense is the key. I think we're ranked second in the nation now as far as defense. Not too many points scored on us. And then you got those two horses in the back. Matter of fact, you got three or four horses in the backfield with Swift and Sony Michelle and Nick Chubb and then Holyfield and the other kid. And we got a kid coming in 2018 right around the corner from Lumberton, you know, Zamir White from Scotland County, which was in our conference back in the day. And they're stacked, man. And I'm very pleased to see what Kirby Smart's doing and all the other coaches. And I think the fans are very excited, too. And I am waiting, guys, for that rematch of the 2012 SEC championship. I'm waiting for it. Different outcome.
And to that point, and you mentioned your lovely wife, Dee, right? She was a national champion gymnast at Alabama. If that happens, right, you get that rematch. What's the Worley household like in that kind of situation?
Well, we're probably going to go to the game. We might sit on different sides of the stadium. You know, I definitely have to sit with my Georgia people. But you know, guys, we have two plates on the both of our cars. You know, we're not a house double divided. We're a house double blessed. You know, it's the G and the A. And I'm actually sitting up in my office right now, looking at a big old Alabama A and a big old Georgia G. And just to keep all the tension down, I just say Amazing Grace. but we really don't taunt. We don't do a lot of things that a lot of other people do. We're very graceful. You know, when Bama's playing any other team, I'm pulling for Bama. When Georgia's playing any other team, I'm pulling for Georgia. But when they're playing each other, of course, you guys, you know that scenario right there.
Bob, questions for Tim?
Tim, give our best to Dee, and it's always an honor to speak with you. And Chris had opened the show talking about your track and field exploits back in the day. Tim, and I know it was a different era back then. Now it seems coaches among different sports are very protective about their investments. But did you ever take any guff, Tim, out of running track? I mean, were the coaches concerned on either side of the sports spectrum there?
Are you speaking from high school or from a college standpoint?
Probably both, Tim.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I always understood, and even today, and this is what I try to tell the young people today. Okay, you see young people getting into athletes. They focus on one sport, and I believe that's a hindrance. I believe that's the reason you see more injuries today, and kids that they're not able to last as long because they're not physically competing year round. One of the things I did, I played four sports. You know, I finally gave up baseball my freshman year in high school. I still regret that, but I kept myself competing year round. So I started in the fall, in the summer, and I competed all the way back round to the summer, started back up in the fall. And for me, track and field was an asset. Track and field was the key for me developing my speed and my style that I had. You know, it helped me in football, and that's what I try to tell the athletes today that I work with, you know, especially the high school athletes. I mean, run track. If you're running back, you're a wide receiver, you know, defensive back, whatever, you know, run track, man. It's going to help you with your speed. And I had some great coaches that helped me. One of my high school coaches was Ruffin McNeil that used to coach East Carolina. He was my track coach, and he taught me a whole lot. And but in college, I got to admit, I wasn't encouraged to run track. I wanted to, and I regret doing that. But Coach Dooley, he wanted me to focus on football. And I got to admit, he was right about that, because when I went over in spring practice, it helped me develop my game a little bit better.
And I would think you're of the proponents that all the different sports, Tim, baseball, every sport, it develops different muscle groups and different type of approaches to games and mindsets that all helped you probably become a better football player.
It did. It did. The movement, the different movements, the sports are different, but I could see how I use certain things from each sport that I carry over to the other sport. You understand what I'm saying? You know, I could get physical on the basketball court. You know, I mean, I had that great leaping ability. And baseball actually, guys, baseball was my first love. You know, I'm right-handed, but I hit left. And, you know, throwing, pitching, I pitched, I catched. And, you know, I do regret not completing baseball. Matter of fact, I have my junior high coach. To this day, he's still angry at me for giving up baseball. And it's kind of crazy, guys, because when I was 16 years old, I was clocked at a 92-93 mile per hour fastball.
Ooh.
I gave it up, man. So I was but that's my first love. But, football was that game where I figured if I can go out and put on some equipment, smack somebody in the mouth and not go to jail for it, I said, I want some of that. I was frustrated in high school.
That's great.
So, Tim, I got to get your thoughts on, you know, the Steelers are concerning me. First, Ben Roethlisberger hasn't played well all season. And, you know, as you know, Chuck Noll used to say, if you're thinking about retiring, you've already retired. Ben seems like a guy who's just not it doesn't feel like he's all in right now, or at least focused enough to be all in. What are your thoughts from what you're seeing from the Steelers offense and from Ben in particular?
Well, I got to be honest, guys. I really haven't been watching too much. I've been really, really, really busy than I've ever been in my life, and it's about to get even more busy. I get an opportunity to watch a lot of college football. Lately, I just haven't been paying that much attention to professional football, but I do watch my Steelers from time to time, just keep up with them. Guys, I just believe that, number one, Ben is in his, 13th year now? And I think, you know, it's just like Chuck Noll said, you know, if you start thinking about retirement, you're already retired. But I believe that everything that's going on, everything, you know, all the stuff with the protests and this and that and all this garbage that's going on, man, I think it's a huge distraction. The thing that happened in the very first week or the second week, or when the Steelers was up there playing the Bears in Chicago, I think it was just a huge distraction. And then you got Antonio blowing up on the sideline, you know. I think it's just a distraction. And sometimes, you know, it can kind of take the wind out of it. I wouldn't panic right now, guys, because you guys remember what happened to us in 1989. We jumped out the gate. We got stoned for the first two games. I'm talking about, you know, 80-something to six, you know, Cleveland and Cincinnati. And then by the midway of the season, we turned that thing around. It's a long season. These guys are professionals. And I know Ben still got some stuff left in him. And these other guys are going to step up. Le'Veon's ready to go. And Antonio get his attitude right. These guys are step. I believe that they'll turn it around.
So, Tim, before we let you go, let our listeners know, how can they stay up to date with all the things you're doing? As you talk about, you know, reaching out to men and trying to help men, you know, do a better job, and the places that you're speaking and the radio that you're on, how can they follow you, whether it's online or over social media?
Well, you can follow me on social media at Twitter. My Twitter handle is Worley Global Biz. And you can follow me on Facebook at Worley Global Enterprises / WING And my wife pretty much mans that stuff. And we're always posting stuff on my website, worldlyglobalenterprises.com. And it pretty much tells you where I'm going to be speaking, what type of events I'm going to be involved in. I got a pretty busy schedule coming up, and a lot of things out west. Got a lot of things going on here in North Carolina. And by the way, Chris, you know, we moved to the Charlotte area now. We live in about 20 minutes from Charlotte, north of Charlotte, and it's just wonderful. I love it here, and had an opportunity to connect with some people, man, and in the Charlotte area, a lot of former players, and it's just going fantastic, man. But that's how you can get a hold of me. It's just a beautiful thing, man.
There you go. Tim, thank you so much for taking time out of your night to come back on the show. All our best to you and your lovely wife, Dee, and the rest of your family. We can't thank you enough for your continued support and being one of our favorites here on the show and a TNT Hall of Famer. Thanks for coming back on the show tonight. We look forward to catching up with you again real soon.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Bob. You guys rock, man.
Anytime. thank you.
Take care, Tim.
All right. All right.
That is former University of Georgia, Pittsburgh Steelers, and Chicago Bears running back Tim Worley and a TNT Hall of Famer. And Bob, you know, we've been saying it for many, many years. You take Tim Worley, you take Tony Collins, you take EJ Jr., you get those guys in front of, you know, the rookies and the guys around the NFL, and you're going to have a heck of a lot better, you know, reactions from those guys. You're going to get a lot of lessons. You're going to get a lot of, you know, great guys that will be out doing even greater things. We talk about Spotlight on the Positive. Get those three guys in front of the rookies, and you're going to have a lot more stories for the Spotlight on the Positive, because those three guys are all outstanding. Tim and his wife, dear, are fantastic.
Yeah, incredibly inspiring. Every time we speak with him, we uncover different things, Chris. But the most thing I'm happiest about is that he's so happy with himself. He seems very, very
yes.
content with his life right now, and that'll enable him to continue the great things that him and his wife are doing.
Indeed. All right, we'll get to our next guest, Tony Collins, on the other side of this quick station break.